Suffering is inevitable. We all struggle against enemies much stronger than we are. We fight temptation, sadness, anger, and despair. Sometimes we fight extraordinary illness or personal betrayal. Yet hope dawns even here, especially here where we suffer. Find out more next on Breaking the Bread. John questions Jesus from prison in this week's gospel, for his disciples' sake and for ours. He knows that Jesus is doing the works of the Messiah as foretold in our first reading and psalm, but John wants his disciples and us to know that the judge is at the gate, that in Jesus our God has come to save us. The liturgy of Advent takes us out into the desert to see and hear the marvelous works and words of God. The lame leaping like a stag, the dead raised, and the good news preached to the poor. The liturgy does this to give us courage, to strengthen our feeble hands and make firm our weak knees. Our hearts can easily become frightened and weighed down by the hardships we face. We can lose patience in our sufferings as we await the coming of the Lord. As James advises in this week's epistle, we should take as our example the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Jesus also points us to a prophet, holding up John as a model. John knew that life was more than food, the body more than clothing. He sought the kingdom of God first and foremost, confident that God would provide. John didn't complain. He didn't lose faith, even in chains in his prison cell. He was still sending his disciples and us to our Savior. We come to him again now in the Eucharist. Already he is causing the deserts to bloom, the burning sands to become springs of living water. He has opened our ears to hear the words of the sacred book, freed our tongue to fill the air with songs of thanksgiving and praise. Once bowed down, captives to sin and death, we've been ransomed and returned to his kingdom and crowned with everlasting joy. Raised up, we now stand before his altar to meet the one who is to come. Here is your God. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535. 264-9535.